Oh boy. All right.
You kicking it off with a yawn.
I came in with a sigh, like, all right, you know what I'm saying?
It's coming in lightly lukewarm. Less than lukewarm.
That means it's only that we can only go up from here at this point. You know what I'm saying? We can only go up from here at this point. Yo. What up, Kev? I mean, how was your week, man? We, you know what I'm saying? We started off the usual way, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was good. It was all right.
Nothing eventful? All right.
I don't think so. What are you referring to something?
No, I'm actually just asking, genuinely asking, was there anything eventful or anything that went on?
No, just madness in the world, but nothing particular over here. How about you?
Same general madness in the world, general madness at work. I definitely could have strangled somebody this week and I would have felt perfectly fine about it, but fortunately we're working from home, so that's cool too.
There you go.
Yeah, that saved me a little bit.
Your arms are too short.
My arms are literally too short to reach through the phone or through the computer. Outside of that, we was, pretty straight. Pretty straightforward. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'm glad you didn't catch a case.
I did not catch a case like other people in this on this episode will.
Oh yeah, we got some winners today.
Yeah, we got some of these. This episode should be called the Winner's Circle. With that being said, opening question.
Yes, sir.
Kev, I'm doing this. We're doing this Rap Sucks Radio thing. I'm watching how things are working on Twitch. I feel like we got to make the crossover soon. Are you ready to DJ on Twitch right now?
To DJ on Twitch?
Yes. Yeah, I think we gotta.
No.
What do you mean, nah?
To DJ? No, not at all. I haven't DJed live in about 2 years.
It's like riding a bike, man, right?
Well, it's not, and it's also fair to assume that even when I was very active in DJing, I was not at the top of anyone's game, let alone my own.
I am going to start a petition to get Kev Sakota on Twitch. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it right now. We need the Old Head Energy Mix live, man. We need the live Old Head Energy Mix.
The recorded one is way better.
So you really would prefer... So that's the thing, though. With COVID-19 and work from home, like, people are getting comfortable just doing things from home. Like, it's the preference is to be at home.
People are doing their thing. Yeah, no question. People are doing their thing. The funny thing is that I saw there's a meme of a, a background, an actual thing that you can buy. I think it's an actual thing you can buy, or it's a joke that it like folds out and it's like a record shelf, like as a backdrop.
Oh, that cardboard cutout thing. Is that because I thought I heard somebody else talk about it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's real or a joke or whatever. But then I start laughing and I'm like, well, actually, Kev,
that's not a bad idea.
You have a record wall, but it's really not that much different because you don't have turntables set up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well. So, I should go ahead and get that. Because I have not.
My turntables are in my dad's crib anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had to move everything. Same here. Word up. All right, so we've started off with a riveting conversation about where things are, but we will move forward.
Riveting.
This is opening. The opening conversation is riveting. We're getting ready to get it started, man. We're going to see y'all on the other side. Let's go.
Yep.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Riveting.
Hey, I got that one. Oh, man. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in, man. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com if you want to catch any of our past episodes. You can also catch us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. That's Google Play Music or whatever it's called now, YouTube Music. I don't know what they're calling it anymore. You could catch us on, you know, Apple Music or Apple Podcast or any of that stuff. The only one you can't catch us on for some odd reason is Pandora. But if you'd like to see us on TV, I got to say this every time, Kev, I'm going to get on this TV, mama. You could catch us on BTSN.
We're going to get channel. In trouble for that.
We are, right? One day. BTSN channel or BTSN pass, that is Behind the Scenes Network. What you do is you go on your Roku or your Fire Stick or Fire TV and you download the channel. You log in and you see me and Kevin in front. Got you click it. On that. You watch any of the Rap Sucks Radio episodes that are available on there. I think there's about 10 episodes. Well, this will be episode 10 available there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, that's how you do it. You could catch up with us on BTSN Word. Pass.
Word.
Word up.
And we should probably take a quick minute. One thing that happened to, well, there was sort of made the news late last night that was a sad bit of news was the passing of John Lewis. So
oh, man, rest in peace.
Definitely recognize that. He did more in his life for good than most of us will ever do. So yes. I'm, you know, it was a life very well and fully lived, but sad news all the same.
Definitely. Rest in peace. Yeah, man, you want to talk about it. A full life of activism, like, just, man. Yeah, that's a very sad loss for all people, really, for all people of this country, for sure. So.
Yep.
It's hard to kind of jump from that to the next subject, but I'm going to try.
I just lobbed it right up, right up there for you. Just
threw it above the backboard for me. Thank you very much. We actually just we just talked about a great person. Let's talk about a trash person. The topic of this is the topic title I wrote is Trash Level 9000. Amber Lynn Giles, we've just shortened it to Amber Giles, is doing too much. Well, why, Kev? Amber says that she is entitled to half of the $100,000 donated to a Starbucks barista in San Diego who refused to serve her because she wasn't wearing a mask. I'm going to let you know now that this mask wearing thing is a theme. I don't remember. I actually didn't plan it that way. But yeah, these were the topics that came up because people seem to be going really crazy about wearing a mask right now. I'm not sure what the big deal is, but whatever. Anyway,
the mask off episode, the winner's circle mask off episode,
mask off. The ABC7.com is where we sourced the news for this one, but it, you know, of course, it's all over the internet. And players involved are Amber Lynn Giles, Lennon Gutierrez, and of course, Starbucks, where the barista worked in San Diego. So this is how this works. A woman says she's entitled to half of the $100,000 donated to a Starbucks barista in San Diego who refused to serve her because she wasn't wearing a mask. This happened in June, actually. Amber Lynn Giles posted a picture of the barista, Lennon Gutierrez, on Facebook and accused him of discriminating for refusing to serve her because she wasn't wearing a face covering. Giles claimed to have a medical exemption. An Orange County man saw that post and felt bad for Lennon and set up a GoFundMe page for him. The page ended up generating more than $100,000 in donations. Now, according to ABC's sister station in San Diego, the woman who made the original negative post claims she is entitled to half of that money, Kev. She started her own GoFundMe page to raise money for a lawyer to try to get that half of that $100,000. I would like to say, I do have it right here. I have to prepare for this. I needed to make sure I had my finger on the trigger for this. I did check to see how much she's raised on that GoFundMe real quick. And
what's her total up to, Trek?
Her goal is $5,000. She has raised $525.
Hey, just a bit outside.
This doesn't look like it's gonna make it. It is a pretty good moment for stupidity when the when Mr. Gutierrez gets $100,000 and the idiot can't even make $525. So yay world, we're doing okay on this one. Kev, man, thoughts? Let's go.
Have we ever talked about this?
We story? Haven't. I don't think we talked about it on the show. No, we might have mentioned it, but I don't think we didn't go full discussion.
Hilarious. I just noticed looking at the article that the guy who started the GoFundMe for the Starbucks employees from Orange County, big shout to the one normal person in Orange County.
Right? Right now?
Oh,
it's pretty wild.
Gracious.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Oh man, yeah. I was actually a little disappointed that you went and went above and beyond and looked up the GoFundMe page she started. Because, oh man, when I looked at that, that was the best thing.
Oh, I've so sad. At it was so
pretty
sad.
Much all day. Yes, yeah. So and I don't know if this is common. I'm not big in the GoFundMe world, but you know, which is probably a good thing. But
yes, well, yeah.
What was hilarious is that I'm looking. I was like, well, okay, well, she's got $525, and you know, and there's 49 people donated. And then you scroll down and realize that people donated $5 just to give her a hard time.
Wait, she was trolled for this $525?
Oh, dude. I guess you have to donate. I'm assuming the minimum is $5. And if you scroll down,
oh my God,
she is getting roasted.
People are paying her $5. So what she's received isn't even like, because I was going to go into a whole diatribe about how this tit for tat charity thing is going right now, right? You have Black Lives Matter, then Blue mm-hmm. Lives Matter, and then the donations and support that falls out. Like, okay, if I donate to this, I'm donating almost in spite for, you know, the other side of the argument. So I thought that this right. That's what this was, $525 worth of spite. But no, this is actually money to troll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there was like one person donated $25 and just had a very short, you know, positive statement, which
okay,
God bless him. But
I'm ready. Finger on the trigger.
She's like, oh man, how do you get ratioed on a GoFundMe page? This is ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
Just. Oh man, and it bears repeating. She's top caliber stupid because she's the one who caused this guy to have such a, you know, one. He's already working at a job that is not easy in a Definitely. Time that it's even harder to do that job. And it was never part of anyone's job at any of these places that folks are working at to have to tell people, you know, to right. even have to politely right. ask someone who forgot right. to wear a mask. It's right. like, that's not, you know, that's extra. And then to go off on the dude and then post a picture of him, which she claims he posed for, right? and then just to try and shame him. And then she claims that she deserves half of the money.
I don't get it. This is the most puffy moment I've ever heard in my life.
I was just going to say, she needs to take a look at some exciting opportunities within the record industry.
I'm saying, all up in the videos. Like, this is pretty bad. Death Row wouldn't do this. You know what I'm saying? Death Row would just, you know. Actually, they take more than half the money, but they wouldn't be all in the videos, though. This is a puffy thing. I think this is crazy, and I think she's crazy, and I think this is showing the mask insanity that's going down right now, because people are losing it, man. They're absolutely losing it. Yeah. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever watched. Like, this has to be one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying?
It's very odd. With everything that's going on with COVID and then everything else that's happening to actual people, with actual bullets in the actual streets, the fact that that is the thing, that's where you want to draw the line.
This is it. This is the like, don't tread on me moment. It's so odd.
You are not reading the collective room.
You are not.
In any kind of way.
Matter of fact, I flip into the next topic. Again, it's themed. We did not do this on purpose. The topic title you named for this is My Mind Spray. So a Los Angeles grocery store reportedly saw an ugly confrontation on Wednesday when an employee pepper sprayed a customer who refused to wear a mask. This is reported by The Hill. The players involved in this, I said the unmasked Avenger. Los Angeles County has made it a requirement to wear facial coverings when in public in an attempt to curb the spread of COVID-19. And a store employee had informed this man that he had to wear a mask or leave. right? This is reported by CBS. That part is reported by CBS. The man allegedly refused and then began to ram a woman with his shopping cart. This prompted an employee to pepper spray the man and call the police. So, skipping ahead, skipping through the eyewitness account, the cell phone footage taken immediately after the incident shows the man on the ground, surrounded by milk.
I thought maybe he had just I saw the video and thought maybe he had finally tried some Goya products for the first time. Just found them too spicy. Collapsed.
So I was gonna say milk is chilling. I felt the need. It's a hip hop related show, y'all. Like, let me have this. Surrounded by milk, which helps relieve eye pain caused by pepper spray. The man was later transported to a local hospital by paramedics as a precaution, according to CBS, but it's unclear whether he will face charges.
Really?
It's like, what are you
doing? He was ramming people with his cart. What is wrong with you?
It's like, what?
You know what's another... You know, milk is supposed to be good at relieving the effects of pepper spray. You know what's better? Don't be a dummy who gets pepper sprayed.
Don't be pepper sprayed in the first place. That dude who pepper sprayed him was done. That is the definition of I'm done with this. If Finn, finito, done, overfo, overwit was a person, it is that grocery store employee. Like, no, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not pulling you off of the person. I'm not walking you, escorting you out the store. I'm done. You go catch this pepper spray in the aisle, lay down and think about it.
Like, and I really hope that person doesn't get in trouble. Can you imagine if you walked into, if everybody who's working at a Starbucks or a Ralph's had the belt with the little pepper spray thing in it? And they see him coming with the no mask and they just do the little snap.
Yep. Just get that joint ready. It's like I do when
unholster that.
When I'm walking the dog in the park, I think the coyotes know to snap now because they start inching towards and I just be like, pop, all right, fam, you want to do this? Because it's summer, man. Where you going to wash your eyes out, young? Get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Let's not do this, man. This is going to be way bigger of a problem for you than it is for me. So, yeah.
And the counterintuitive thing is that these people are all catching L's, and as soon as they catch that L and they're sitting in a pool of their own milk... You see them and they wish they had the mask on.
Just put the mask on. It's funny.
That's the moment where they wish they had the mask on, just so nobody sees how stupid they are. And what's up with the dude who was talking? We'll post the video or the image or whatever of there was a guy who was talking, you know, felt the need to keep talking about how no one should have to wear masks. And this guy wasn't wearing a mask either, the guy who was talking. Did you see him?
No, I didn't. I didn't see him. But you haven't watched
The Wire yet, have you?
I haven't, nah.
He looks dead like Ziggy from season 2 of The Wire. Well, it's uncanny in bad cargo pants or whatever.
He definitely should probably think about it. If I watch somebody get pepper sprayed, I'm going to just be quiet. I don't have any other point in this. But you know what's crazy? Like, this was a... better ending than in Ontario, Canada, where a dude ended up pulling out a gun, then getting into it with the police and ended up being killed in the parking lot for refusing to wear a mask. Like, it's like, dude, was it worth it? It just seems crazy to get gunned down, get yourself in a shootout with the police over a mask. Like, God, dog.
And that's the thing is that when I saw that, I was like, Ontario. And I'm looking, I was like, Halliburton.
Right.
I was like, Ontario, Canada, and I'm thinking, well, that's interesting. Now I'm interested.
You want to talk about doing too much? To get shot by the police in Canada? You doing way too much. Like, the whole country is like, don't shoot anybody. Look, we're good. Just don't shoot anybody. Hey, mounted Canadian police guard or whatever they're called. Do not do this. And then
I know, right? And then, that was the whole thing. They had to chase him home on the horse. Maybe the horse shot him.
Hey, the horse was done. I'm finished. I don't feel like it. To pepper spray somebody in the aisle of a grocery store is really sincerely not wanting to do this anymore.
What do you, do you want to get it? I mean, the whole thing is, I want you away from me.
Exactly.
And I want your mouth covered up.
Exactly.
I'm not going to get into a tussle.
No.
Mm-mm. You're just going to get the,
yeah, you just catch the spray, son. I'm done.
Catch that Goya.
Did you say catch this Goya?
Ivanka.
That's another kind of a reverse charity thing that's going on right now, like the extra purchase of Goya products. But then you followed up the topic title. I had to put this back to back. So your last topic title, that last topic title was Mamai Spray, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you followed it up with, no, correction, Manai Spray. This is funny, but not funny. It's actually sad, yeah, but it's like so crazy that anybody would do this. You know what I'm saying?
It's insane.
It's insane. Arkansas cop said he'd shoot protesters through the front door. Right?
Later. Right, this was before the incident happened. He was talking to his training officer, probably wanted to sound like a tough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, I'll shoot any protester that comes to my house.
Yep.
Through the front door. Which, front doors are not cheap, first of all, so you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're a cop in Arkansas. You could probably barely afford a front door. So get out of here. And his training Arkansas officer, to his credit, said, don't be a tough guy.
Right.
You are a cop in Arkansas. You can't afford a front door. Shut up.
Chill out, right?
And told him not to do that. Yeah.
But he ended up killing his own colleague, shooting him through the front door.
What?
God, dude, what an idiot. What an idiot. This is sourced by Newsweek. Officer Calvin Nicholas Sailors is the officer who did this. There's a plot twist to this. When I get to it, I'm going to run through it. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
An Arkansas police officer charged with killing a fellow officer at his home previously said, okay, I'm going to beat you into the ground if you keep it up. I'm talking to my daughter. All right. When this is over, I'm renting an office. Like, there's no way I'm doing this. Anyway, an Arkansas police officer charged with killing a fellow officer at his home previously said that he would shoot through the door if any Black Lives Matter protester came to his house. Calvin Nicholas Sailors, 33, has been charged with manslaughter of fellow Alexander police officer Scott Hutton after allegedly shooting him through his front door when Hutton visited him in his home on June 3rd. Arkansas State Police said that they were called to Sailor's home in Alexander at about 7:12 p.m. and found the 36-year-old Hutton suffering from a gunshot wound outside. Hutton was later taken to a Little Rock hospital where he later was pronounced dead. Now here's the plot twist, guys. You ready? Everybody paying attention? Lean in. More than a month later, Sailors surrendered to the police and was charged with manslaughter on July 8th. A month later. How did that happen? How? What were you doing for a month? He was booked.
It's a month later, and Breonna Taylor's murderers are hanging out at the beach.
I'm like,
taking pictures with.
Come on, fam.
They're in Florida hanging out.
Living their best life, but that's trash. He was booked into the Saline County Jail with a bail set at. Second plot twist, $15,000. Maybe it's because it's Arkansas.
Had to sell his front door to make bail.
Dude, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? So I read part of this story on another article on the story, and what he said was he saw a gun, so he shot. But it's like...
Right.
Come on, dude. I don't have it's I'm actually at a loss for words. Like that was insanely stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's insanely stupid.
Yeah.
So,
well, he said he saw a dark guy with a gun outside, and when questioned, he said, "Well, wasn't it nighttime?" And he said, "Well, yeah." At first, I thought maybe he didn't have a peephole.
Right.
Giving him the benefit of... But he did.
He did. He did.
And then you saw how he did it, right? He didn't... He claims that he was switching... he was moving from his shooting hand to his offhand so that he could open the door.
Yep.
And that's when the gun discharged.
He said it's an accident.
Which brings up a whole lot of other questions about how stupid you are.
You're a police. You should know how to handle a weapon, right? Like, God, dude.
Right.
God, that's so dumb.
And also, if you're planning to shoot people through your door, why are you going to open the door? And if you're going to open the door and you're planning to shoot someone as soon as you open the door, why don't you have it open the other way? So that you can keep your shooting hand on your firearm, officer. You're really stupid. He wouldn't... Why? He feels... He's so scared, man. He wouldn't feel so under siege if there wasn't so much cop-on-cop crime. They should look within. Look at themselves. All this cop-on-cop crime. And they want to blame us.
Yeah. You don't protest when cops kill cops. I find it hard because I don't want to make light of the individual that lost their life. It was tragedy, innocent, you know, horrible.
I think we crossed that bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
But God, dude, this is just so dumb. And this is exactly what his superior told him. Like, don't be a tough guy. And you go to your front door being the tough guy. And this is what happens. You kill your own colleague. Like, just what an idiot. Just a full-time idiot. Not a part-time idiot. A 100% exactly. full-time idiot. You know?
Full time. The training officer didn't even say, he explained to him why there were multiple infractions that would be committed if he were to do such a stupid thing. When all he really needed to say was, why are you being such an idiot?
Stop being dumb.
Stop being dumb.
This is so dumb, dude.
This would be the part of the drill when you stop being dumb. And this drill should continue for the rest of your career into retirement. You big dummy.
I mean, we talked about the Long Beach, retired Long Beach police officers that were plotting to kill Sean King.
Right.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they were that stupid, but that's still really stupid. The exposure of idiocy is just like, why are you qualified to you know, be a law enforcement officer? Like, God, you're really stupid. You know what I'm saying? You should never even qualify. Like, God, that's crazy. You know?
Yeah, we're not, this is not our finest hour as a country.
No. But, Frank FWMJ calls it the darkest timeline.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I got to shake my head at the end of that one. I hate to end on that type of note, but God, it's just idiots. So, anyway, this is the end of the show. I've been shaking my head for the last, like, 10 minutes just at that story. This is the end of the show, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for catching us. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com if you want to catch any of the past episodes. You can also catch us on your favorite podcasting platform with the random exception of Pandora for some odd reason. And if you want to catch us on TV, I'm going to get on this TV, mama. You hear the crack in the voice, Kev?
You running for president?
I was just about to make a presidential joke. It's like the crack in his presidential campaign. you can download BTSN Pass. That is Behind the Scenes Network. That's on Roku, Fire TV, or Fire Stick. You download that. You go ahead and log into it. You know, and no subscription required or none of that. You just click on it, and you see me and Kev right then and there. You know, pictures of the articles and our reaction to the conversation is live. You could see me shaking my head for the last 10 minutes if you'd like to watch that. So you can watch that on BTSN. That's where you can see it. But anyhow.
Here are you threatening your children?
Yeah, me threatening my children, which you yeah, who deserve to be threatened entirely. Every day. My name is Trek Life. I am your homeboy, Trek Life. And that is your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We will catch y'all on the flip side. And on the count of three, we say peace. Did I say on the flip side, Kev? I did just say that.
You damn well should have.
All right. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.
And we out, y'all.
On the flip side.